Steinhoff's advisory fees soared by 35% last year due to deals made with creditors. The group, however, says that it's doing everything possible to have the fees lowered during this financial year. Legal fees, in the meantime, will remain high as the business continues to battle the fallout from its accounting scandal. How does this all affect the group's turnaround strategy? Company CFO Theodore de Klerk joins us now with more of the detail. Theodore, thanks so much for your time this evening. So, annual results today showing a widening of your losses to 1.8 billion euros from a 1.2 billion euro loss a year ago. Is the hole getting deeper right now despite the restructuring endeavors that you've been pursuing?
Thank you. I think when you look at the results, you've got to split the group costs and the operating costs out. So from an operating company perspective, the company produced about 900 million euros worth of EBITDA, and the company at that level has also got less debt. But where our costs did increase was our increasing interest bill at group level, as well as the losses that we took on discontinued operations, which relate to some of the companies that we sold and got out the business.
Okay, so those some of the pressure points. There are pressure points that are going to increase down the line even further, Theodore, because amidst it all, you're facing legal claims in excess of $10 billion, and managing that risk is part of phase two of your recovery plan. How much of a challenge are you up against at this point?
I'd say it's a big challenge. So there were three key steps in our restructuring process. The first was to restructure the debt and get some breathing space that we've done, that's been put in place by the CVA. So the next two big building blocks is to reduce the debt burden, which is also about 10 billion euros, and the legal claims against the business, as you rightly said, is also about 10 billion euros. So that would be the next phase. The debt standstills allows us to carefully look at how we're gonna unlock value. We will have to dispose of some significant assets to reduce the debt. And then we'll have to find a solution to the litigation. And that will probably have to come by some kind of settlement, because to take all these cases to fruition through the courts will be too costly and too long a process. So those are the two things that management and the board is focusing on at the moment.
Okay, we'll get into the detail of some of those options that you do have at your disposal in just a bit. Before we do, have you made any provisions, Theodore, for any of those claims as yet, or is it just too early to do that just yet?
It's too early to do that. So one of the main assumptions that we've made is not making provisions, because those claims will still have to be proven, and then also the quantum has to be determined. And none of that has happened yet. So like I said, we're hoping that through a negotiated settlement, we can arrange that we settle these debt obligations in the next period.
Okay, and then you highlighted some of the funding options that you are exploring, and selling off assets is a part of that. How much more ammunition sits in your arsenal at this stage?
Well, ammunition sits in the underlying operations and the value of the underlying operations. And we've made some good progress in looking at how we're going to realize those assets. Like I said, we've got some strong assets. The two bigger assets in the group would be the Pepco in Europe and mm-hmm. Pepco South Africa. Pepco South Africa is publicly listed, so that value people can determine. Pepco, great company, good growth. But I must say our plans have slightly been delayed with the onset of COVID-19, where company results and markets is in a little bit of a flux at the moment. So those plans have probably been delayed by a couple of months, but it's still something that we continue to work on, and we'll address that towards the end of the year when there's a bit better visibility in terms of where markets are going, what's going to happen with trading in the different countries where we operate.
You talk about shifts to that plan being put forward as a result of COVID-19. Is the sale of that business pretty much on the cards and set in stone, despite the timeline extension? Or are you starting to explore other options as well, even if it comes to the public offering, let's say, of that business?
Yeah, at the moment, there's no public offering on the cards in the short term. It's definitely an option we need to explore over the long term, and we believe it's the option that will unlock the most value. But where markets are at the moment with uncertainty, I think it's probably best for us to wait for a couple of months, and then the board at that level will relook at it.
Some of the murmurings, Theodore, has been that Steinhoff could issue shares to help cover some of the costs that you incur. How are you rating the viability of that given the current market climate?
Yeah, I think when you look at Steinhoff shares, the market is one thing, but while you've got so much litigation outstanding and uncertainties against the group, I don't think issuing equity at Steinhoff level is a viable option.
Okay, so as you navigate all of this, can you keep a handle on advisory fees, which, as I said, at the top climbed, 35% last year and had a significant impact on your annual results? Because all of this navigation is going to come at a cost.
It's definitely something we're working on. We've got definite structures to manage those fees. I think it must take into account in the 19 year, which ended in September, during that year was the big debt restructuring. We restructured 10 billion euros of debt, which unfortunately is expensive in advisor and legal fees, and also the legal challenges. So the fees towards the debt restructuring will drop off because that restructuring is in place. But until we find a solution for the legal challenges, some of those fees will still remain high. So we expect for the 2020 year to also have a material fee number, but it's definitely something that's getting our attention on a daily basis.
Let's leave it there, Theodore. Thanks so much for having joined us this evening. That, of course, Theodore de Klerk, who's CFO of Steinhoff.